Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, technology seems to make everything better, and that includes the spirits that you drink. I'm in the studio with a good friend of mine, Chris Green. He is the chief marketing officer of a new spirit company called Legends, the Spirits of the USA. And Chris, you have turned the spirit world upside down.
Oh, definitely. 145 years ago was the last major leap forward in technology. I think it was Sir Anthony Pierre created this continuous flow in whiskey, but nothing's changed since. It's an age-old tradition.
Right.
And so what we've done is taken 21st century technology, which is a patented technology called quantum aging, introduced it with the traditional way of making spirits. And now we have the purest, smoothest spirits on the market.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, you're the only company using quantum aging to produce spirits.
It is our patented technology. Nobody else can use it. There's other companies that will say they've quantumed some kind of spirits, but what they're saying is they're aging spirits. So it's really pulling wool over the over the eyes. They're saying that a bourbon, they can make it taste of 20-year-old bourbon, but it's only been made in 24 hours. That's just simply not true. We're not claiming that at all. What our technology is doing is reducing the toxins in alcohol by at least half compared to like the top four nationally recognized bourbons. And by doing that, it's the purest vodka on the market. It's the purest bourbon on the market. And it's just, it has that beautiful, bold taste still.
Now, I am a bourbon and vodka purist, and I am an old school way of doing things. I'm like, if it ain't broke, Chris, let's don't change it. Why is he doing this? But you brought in a bottle of vodka, and you brought in a bottle of Legends bourbon, and we sat down and we tried it, and by golly, that is the smoothest vodka and the smoothest bourbon I have ever tried in my entire life. You Perfect. Won me over. I buy expensive, I mean, life is short. I buy expensive bourbon and I buy expensive vodka, even though I'm mixing it. I don't like the burn of vodka, so I like the smoothness.
Right.
Even though I'm mixing the vodka, I buy Belvedere. And yeah.
Which is really, it's supposed to be drank neat.
Yes,
so if
I know.
You're mixing it,
I'm
you're
mixing
not getting
it.
The full flavor of it.
But I want quality. And
right.
I took a sip of this vodka in a room temperature in a glass. The smoothness, the richness, I could taste all the qualities that you want. The way you're telling me that you're producing this, and without the toxins, I think you're sitting on a gold mine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most vodka is distilled 5 or 6 times, which is what creates the purity.
Through diamonds and through glass houses. And
any marketing technique they can advertise with.
Glacier water.
Exactly. What our quantum aging technology does, it distills it the equivalent of 30 times.
Are you kidding me?
So the purity levels that you're getting by reducing the toxins in alcohol is unbelievable. And that works in both the bourbon and the vodka. Which is why you can sip our vodka, sip our bourbon. You don't get that burn in the back of your throat.
I know.
You get the full body taste of both products.
I've had some really high-end bourbon tastings on the air, and I would say, that is Bernie on the back of my throat. And they're back there giving me the no, don't say Bernie on the back of the throat. That's negative. And I'm thinking, well, that is how it's feeling. So that's what I want to say to my listeners. But this is not at all. It's so smooth.
It's so smooth.
And so it's really going to complement whatever you're mixing it with. It's
exactly.
Not going to overpower.
So our bourbon, people will mix it if they want to, but we've always said it's just drink it neat or on the rocks.
Drink it neat.
It's a good sipping bourbon. You can drink half a bottle in one evening if you want to, and because of the toxins being reduced, you can wake up the next day without that, oh, what did I do last night feel, and your head's spinning a little bit. And you'll wake up feeling a little bit better to that point where you're like, well, let's do that again.
So, okay, let's talk about the toxins being removed. Is this because of the way you're distilling it through the quantum?
Through the quantum aging, yes.
Through the quantum aging. And you, I mean, I know you're not going to reveal any, secrets. I've got the duck button here if you start to get a little crazy. But you've got four in your press kit. You've got four of the leading bourbons here.
Yep.
And methanol, propanol, I don't even know what some of these words are.
They're the most common ones, ethanol acetates, methanol, propanol, isobutanol. They all are part of alcohol. It's the chemical buildup
sure.
of making alcohol. And you can never fully reduce it to zero, because if you did, there would be no alcohol.
Right. It has to be there.
It has
it's
to be
part
there.
Of the properties of the alcohol.
But against the top four nationally recognized bourbons, which is what we've tested this against in a lab, we found out that on two of them, we were half the toxins.
Wow.
And on the biggest one, which I'm not going to say the name, but we were one third of the toxins compared to what they are putting out as a bourbon. And there's nothing wrong with their bourbons, as far as the quality goes, but we're aiming to give your listeners and our consumers something pure that they can drink without having that feeling of, I drank too much.
Now, did you know, Chris, when you were producing this Legends bourbon through the quantum distilling, that this was going to produce half as much toxins, or was this just a byproduct that came out of it?
I think we were pretty convinced from the get-go that this was going to happen. The gentleman that actually designed it, who works for us, he's a local guy, went to Georgia Tech. We call him our little Einstein. He invented this technology, and then we patented it for him. We brought him on board, and we've just ran with it, and we've helped him really just perfect the system. And actually, he's working on even adding a few more steps to our already pretty much perfect system
right.
to make it even
He's getting
purer.
Greedy.
He's getting a little greedy, a little ahead of himself, but we're confident that he can do it. And so we were very confident that this was going to work. The lab results were not a shock to us. When we got them, it was pretty much right on. There was only one that we were shocked when we came as one third under.
Yeah.
We were like, wow. Like, we didn't realize how many toxins were in that particular bourbon.
Right.
But we weren't shocked with the results.
So you started out with vodka and bourbon.
Yes.
Where are you going next?
We have gin and whiskey, which are going to be coming out in early summer of mm-hmm. this year. And we're also going to work on a rum and tequila later on in the year, maybe beginning of next year. We have to perfect it. We don't want to put anything
right.
out in the market.
Don't get ahead
that
of yourself.
Not perfect. But we've got the bourbon and the vodka ready to go early March. So right before that St. Patrick's Day weekend, we're going to get all this products on the shelves. We're hitting North Forsyth really hard.
Because you're based in Cumming.
We are based in Cumming, Georgia. And we're really appealing to the locals in Cumming. You know, we're a local company. We want to take care of the locals. We're going to be giving the package shops in Forsyth an exclusivity of about 60 days, where that's the only place you can buy them.
Yeah.
It's probably 8 to 10. And then we're going to hit all the counties after that and then spread. And we're going to focus on Georgia. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. A lot of companies go in thinking we're going to go worldwide.
Or my house, because you brought me two bottles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be stocked up again next week.
Okay.
But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We want to take care of the Georgia folk. We want to be here.
I like that you're keeping it local for a while.
Absolutely.
You know, taking care of the local hometown.
Yep. And we're a 100% American-owned company. I'm English originally. My partner's Australian, but we're both American citizens.
Yes.
Proud American
citizens.
Yes,
I remember the day you became a citizen. It was a proud day for us.
Very proud day. So we're just really gung-ho about the American traditional spirit of alcohol and spirits. And that's what we're trying to improve on. We're not trying to change it. We're improving it.
like when it comes to bourbon, there are certain things that have to be done to a bourbon to make it a bourbon.
Absolutely.
And those are?
You got to age it in oak barrels for at least 2 years. That is the minimum requirement, and run it through a charcoal filter, which we are doing both. We are absolutely keeping to the tradition of making bourbon, but then introducing the quantum aging technology to enhance the purity and the smoothness and to reduce the toxins.
Now, are you going to reuse those oak barrels for the next batch? Are you
Okay, so
it will change the flavor profile just a little
bit. Just a hair. Yep. So everything we're doing is single batch barrels. So that way, every line that we do is consistent. And then we're going to be working on a 100 proof bourbon.
Oh, my word.
And it's going to be a short run exclusive. and yeah, it's going to be double barrel too. Double barrel 100 proof bourbon. It's
now, what does double barrel mean?
We're taking two barrels. Instead of just doing a single mash, we're taking two barrels and then we mix them. So you're getting the flavor of both barrels into one. And then we run it through our machine, through the distilling, through quantum aging. And the bite will be there, the flavor will be there, the aroma will be there, and then obviously the proof will too, 100%.
Yes, 100
proof.
That
100 proof is going to,
Careful, folks. Okay, so where can people start following you?
You can go to our website, which is spiritsusa.com, and we will also have a list on our website of every location that will be carrying the product when it comes out in early spring. We'll also give you the phone number of the locations and even a little direction. So there'll be no problem finding our product. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, which is @legends_spirits. And we're going to be launching, putting lots of launch dates, photos, promotional stuff on there. So that way you'll never miss when the new store has the product, it's online immediately. And we're going to be doing a really cool marketing thing with every store that carries our product. We're not just going to let them sit there with the product. We're going to be doing billboards for them, social media advertising. So it's going to be a lot of guerrilla marketing involved in this, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Chris, count me as one of your groupies for Legends Distillery and Spirits USA because I'm a fan. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about all the awards that they have won because it's not on the shelves yet, but they have won numerous awards. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are back with Chris Green, his legendary Legends Vodka and Legends Bourbon. It's their quantum aging that's turning the spirits world on its head. Chris, I'm so proud of you. I've known you for years. I really think that you have something really special here.
We hope so, too. I mean, we haven't even sold a bottle yet on the market, and we've already won multiple awards. We won double gold in San Diego. We've won gold in the John Barleycorn Spirits Competition, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we also won the 2019 Vodka of the Year.
Wow.
Which is just unbelievable.
You won the Belinda Skelton Vodka of the Year, so add that to it.
That works. We'll get a giant plaque made up.
Yes.
And then we've won silvers in both bourbon and vodka, too. So the fact that we're multiple awards in both bourbon and vodka before we even sell a single bottle is amazing to us.
Well, I know we've
proved the technology.
Yes. And I mean, you've cut the toxins by what's fair to say, half?
At least half. Yep.
So you're not going to have that sluggish hangover feeling. Now, if you drink the whole bottle, people, I can't help you. But if you're drinking responsibly, you're going to be fine the next morning. But do drink responsibly. This is going to be available in March.
Yep, early March. We're going to be hitting the stores right before St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. And once again, give that website and social media where people can start to follow you.
Yep, it's spiritsusa.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, it's @legends_spirits.
Okay, I can't wait for you to try this. It's been a long time since I've been excited about a vodka or a bourbon that I really want you to try. But the complexity, the smoothness, knowing that it's half the toxins that you're putting in your body, this is just one that you want to put on your to-buy list. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, there is so much going on in the food side of Atlanta that I brought in my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net, because we have lots of openings and closings and happenings that are going on that I wanted you to be in the know.
Yeah.
So, David, what is going on?
I mean, it's just ever-changing, shape-shifting restaurant
scene. Which
I love.
So exciting.
It is very exciting. But don't get too attached to anything.
I know.
You know, it is so competitive out there. But that's great. I mean, the bar is high.
Yeah.
So if you aren't coming correct, you know, if you're not bringing an A-game as
restaurant,
it's probably not going to be a long run for you. And so what I try to do is just keep my eye on what's coming and going, what looks like it's going to be trending. So one of those things that's a very interesting little, this is actually an opening and a closing. So a couple years ago, Cracker Barrel figured out they needed, I know Neil Bortz is probably
his favorite.
Those words make him salivate, Cracker Barrel. But they realized that they probably needed to market to a little bit of a younger audience. So they started coming up with, you know, more of a millennial focused, fast casual experience of, you know, good, hearty, comfort food, breakfast centric kind of thing. And they opened a concept up on the west side called Holler and Dash, which is pretty good.
I mean, love it.
Pretty good biscuits.
They're biscuits.
Things like that, all different varieties. Well, I have in my travels came across an incredible concept down in Jacksonville where it started called the Maple Street Biscuit Company. And it started to grow. And I noticed, and we actually got a few locations here in Georgia. There's one up in Duluth. There's a few notable ones. Well, Cracker Barrel took notice too and acquired Maple Street Biscuit Company. So that Holler and Dash over on the west side on Howell Mill Road will be converting to a Maple Street Biscuit Company. And I would expect the proliferation of this concept.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Okay.
Like, this one is a no-brainer. This one is tried
and true.
Well,
the line was already long.
Yes. So be on the lookout for a Maple Street Biscuit Company coming to a location near you. I think it's a really cool concept that's going to do great here. Another concept that is just opened up, it's over actually on the west side near where that Holler and Dash was. It's called Mamoon's Falafel. So falafel lovers who may be familiar with this, this was a restaurant that opened in Greenwich Village in New York City in 1971. And it's been one of those iconic cult favorites. Phenomenal falafels.
I love falafel.
It started expanding out. So Atlanta just got our first Mamoon's Falafel. That's over in that Kroger-anchored West Midtown Center on Northside Drive. I would expect to see more Mamoon's Falafels popping up as well.
Okay.
This is more of a seismic opening. A new food hall has opened, and it's over at the Battery. It's called Feast, which is spelled P-H apostrophe E-A-S-T. So it's sort of a combination of Far East and Feast. So there are, this is going to be an Asian-centric food hall.
Oh, yeah.
Poke Buri and Lifting Noodles. Those are already opened up, but there's a lot of new stalls and restaurants that are going to be coming into Feast, including a location of Snack Box Bistro, which is open. It's a Laotian. It's a Laos concept. There's already a one of those opened up over there by Spaghetti Junction by that Brand Smart. And that's one of my favorite Asian experiences in the city. It's called Snack Box Bistro. That's going to be opening up in the new Feast. And that's probably going to be pretty, it's going to be buzzing pretty good by the time pitches in April.
That's really cool. And of course, you can go to any of those restaurants if there's not a game. I mean, things are happening over there.
Going to the Battery is amazing. You've got Gio's Chicken. Actually, Gio's got a new Sicilian pizza concept that's coming out of there. And you've got C. Ellett's, which is Linton Hopkins' incredible restaurant. You've got
Parking is easy.
Parking is easy. The Battery is an amazing place to go to eat. So moving on to, unfortunately, I would call it the restaurant mortuary.
Oh, no.
Where we have to say goodbye to some concepts. And these are all ones I truly, truly love.
Yeah. I'm looking at this list and I'm sad.
It's hard to believe. One is Cape Dutch, which is a South African steakhouse. It was opened by Justin Anthony and his True Story brands. So it closed after 4 years on Cheshire Bridge Road. The good news is the rumor on the street is they will reopen. They're looking for a new space. Cheshire Bridge is one of those corridors that's being redeveloped. And so when leases come up, they say goodbye to people. So Cape Dutch, keep your fingers crossed and your ears open for that. I loved this next place. It was probably, if not my favorite, one of my top three barbecue places. Mm. It was called the Four Rivers Smokehouse. And that was down towards Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Marietta Street. It was the one place that I could really go nearby for me and get burnt ends. They also had beef ribs, which are not common in Georgia barbecue. It was a Florida-based barbecue, and they built it into an old two-story firehouse that built dated back to 1915. So Four Rivers didn't make it. We wish them well. And then another place I loved, it was called Rose and Rye. And this was in Midtown in the Castle. That's a historic building. It's right next to the Woodruff Arts Center called the Castle. When it first opened, it had this female chef, Lindsay Owens. I thought it was a great concept. It was one of the most unique dining experiences in the city. It just didn't connect, I guess. It didn't make it. And we wish them well also.
To open up a restaurant in the city of Atlanta is not for the faint of heart.
No, you've got to, our palates are very demanding now, and you've got to have just mechanical consistency. Because if you go to a place once and, it was so great, and you go back a second time, and it's like, there are eight new places that are on your list already, so you're not going back if it doesn't deliver. So that's one of those challenges. Something that did deliver, and it, kind of like we talked about with Cape Dutch, which was, you know, a concept over on Cheshire Bridge that lost its lease and had to now is looking for a new anchor. Another place that was in Buckhead that was very popular, big favorite, had to pack its bags and resettle. And they found an incredible place up in downtown Roswell on Canton Street.
There's room left on Canton Street.
Well, there was a restaurant called Pastis that did not continue on in its journey, leaving a 7,000 square foot great location right there on Canton Street. And in that place now is Rock and Taco, which was a very popular Buckhead concept that rocked and tequila'd and tacoed, people for years. So they found that space. It's kind of an interesting story. The owner, Brad Hancock, his kids used to ride their bikes there to bus tables and wash dishes another restaurant way back in the 80s called Montego Bay. So I think that was sort of meant to be. So Rock and Taco has moved into downtown Roswell. Their mantra is rock, eat, and repeat. They have live bands on the weekends. They play cover tunes. They do some rock karaoke there. They have these big LED screens. They play music videos by day and sports by night. There are 13 varieties of globally inspired tacos, including lobster. They have a chicken tinga taco, a blackened shrimp taco, beef brisket, seared mahi-mahi. These are great, great, very flavorful, savory tacos. Lots of other Tex-Mex crowd pleasers. They do a churro sundae and a flash fried ice cream for dessert that's ridiculous. And then if you go to Rock and Taco, you have to get the Jimi Hendrix experience.
Oh my gosh. What is that?
It's a Western Sun Yuzu vodka drink made with creme de cassis, and they put marinated berries in there, and then they put dry ice in, and it bubbles. It looks like a lava lamp, and it's served in a martini glass. So check out Rock and Taco in downtown Roswell. And then finally, the one of the coolest new urban renewal developments has to be the Atlanta Dairies Project in Reynoldstown. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
So it's down Memorial Drive. I mean, this used to be this desolate corridor. Yeah. But this was this really cool Art Deco building. The Atlanta Dairies used to be a co-op, and they would, you know, produce milk.
Yeah.
It's right near the Beltline, and they just redeveloped it. And the restaurant anchor in there is a brand new concept called Wonder Kid. And it's from some of my favorite concepts here in Atlanta. There's a restaurant group called Big Citizen. They have a phenomenal New Orleans restaurant called Bon Ton. It's like a New Orleans Vietnamese restaurant. That's in Midtown. Also, the Lawrence, which
love
is in
the
Midtown.
Lawrence. Yeah.
And then King of Pops decided join the venture.
Okay.
That's the beloved gourmet pop school concept. So Wonder Kid, this is the coolest diner I have ever stepped foot inside. And this is like, do you know that painting, The Boulevard of Broken Dreams? It's a painting based on this famous original called Nighthawks, where Elvis is behind the bar and Marilyn Monroe and James Dean are sitting. You may not be familiar
with
that painting, but some of the listeners might. This is just sort of a fantasy of what a diner, like a mid-century diner, would look and feel like. Smith Haynes Studio, they designed some of the most amazing concepts here in the city. They just nailed it. It's this nostalgic connection to the past, but it feels very contemporary. I've got pictures up at my website, bitesandsights.net. The menu tell people it's fancy cocktails, strong coffee, and diner classics. So meatloaf sandwiches.
You had me at meatloaf sandwiches.
I mean, steak and eggs. Oh. They do a Juicy Lucy burger that's ridiculously good. And then there's nonstop breakfast options as well. And then the cocktails coming from the group that they're from with Bonton and the Lawrence, you know the cocktails are going to be.
Oh, yeah.
They call it Now Playing. They are drinks inspired by music albums.
Oh, fun.
And they include frozen ice cream cocktails made with soft serve King of Pops ice cream. I mean,
I love it.
You have to see Wonder Kid. You can even rent out. They have a room in the back called the Rainbow Room, and you can rent it out and get King of Pops desserts, do a little private party there. So much going on the scene. I could go on and on, but hopefully that whetted some appetites.
And now we're in the know, thanks to you.
Yes.
Where can we find you during the week, David?
So I will have all this information up at my website, which is bitesandsights.net. B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. And please follow me on social media. My handle is at bitesandsights.
All right. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. Now, this week, you're recommending we all go fly kites.
I mean, yes. In a matter of speaking, yes. So among the booming suburban downtown areas that have recently come to life, downtown Alpharetta might be the most exciting. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. It's sort of this Norman Rockwell-like town square, and there's charming retail and restaurants. It's just amazing. So one of the new stars in that galaxy over there is Chiringa. And this is a sprightly, it's a colorful, it stands alone there in the square. The word Chiringa borrows from the Spanish word chiringuito. It's an open-air beachside grill. And it also means kite in some Caribbean dialects. So owner Andy McCoskey, he was on a soul-searching trip in the south of Spain in a town called Tarifa. And this is one of those premier kite surfing spots, you know, where it's like really windy and surfy. So he drew that inspiration to open this concept. And the menu there, it's kind of like a beach lover's greatest hits album. It's fresh guacamole, ceviche. They do jerk chicken wings, fried shrimp baskets, fish tacos, Mediterranean-inspired salads. They even do lobster rolls. Everything's really fresh. It's made in-house. They squeeze cartons and cartons. He showed me they have this machine that squeezes fresh juice from fruit.
Wow.
Everything is super fresh. And so while you're living out your beach fantasy, naturally, you'd want to wash it down with a great cocktail. So they have some incredible specialty cocktails made with that fresh squeezed juice that I would recommend. Margaritas, sangria, frosés, some frozen stuff. If anybody travels down to the Destin 30A area, they may already be familiar with their sister restaurant, which is called Chiringo. And that's down in Grayton Beach. But up here in Atlanta with the warm weather right around the corner, check out Chiringa. It's in downtown Alpharetta. And go fly a kite there. You'll love it.
That sounds like an absolute blast. Okay, where can we find you during the week?
I've got some information. I got pictures about Chiringa on my website, which is bitesandsights.net. And please follow me on my social all the social media platforms at Bites and Sights.
All right, baby. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.